I'm joined by the Guardian's Ian Black in Cairo, overlooking the Nile. Ian, what's the mood this morning?
It feels like a very big day. This is the first time ever, really ever, that Egyptians will have chosen a leader, a president, without knowing in advance who was going to win. For 30 years they had Hosni Mubarak. When there were elections, last time round there were other candidates, but there was no question that he would be re-elected, as he was, with 88%. Today, amazingly, there are 13 candidates, and probably five of those have a good chance of winning. It's quite unlikely that anybody will win today. Most people expect there'll be a second-round runoff in the middle of June. But the stakes are very high. This is, after all, the largest country in the Arab world. It was the second scene for the amazing events of what we call the Arab Spring, first Tunisia, then Egypt. Everybody remembers the drama and excitement of Tahrir Square, just a couple of blocks from where I am now. And now, after a long and tortuous period, 15, 16 months, this is a milestone day of a genuinely free election. The preparations are being overseen, seems to me, fairly efficiently by the military, who, of course, have been ruling Egypt since Mubarak was forced to step down in February 2011. They're taking it seriously. Most people seem to believe that they don't want to hang on directly to power, at least, and want an elected president who's going to have to work alongside an elected parliament. That's already been chosen. It's dominated by Islamists, but it's been disappointing. It hasn't really performed, and there are some very, very big political and constitutional questions that still need to be worked out, not least the powers of the new president, whose election is beginning today. So there's a lot at stake, but there's a great sense of excitement. There's a headline in one of the newspapers, Al Akhbar, one of the largest circulation in the papers in the country, and it says in Arabic, Your vote equals the future of Egypt. It's a dramatic tone is being struck on what looks like being a dramatic and exciting day.
There's been some sort of very odd opinion polls. Some have even put the former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq ahead. Is there any what level is of worry is there about that the poll could be rigged?
I think that most people expect the polls not to be rigged, but it doesn't rule out that there'll be instances of fraud, and there have been warnings of severe penalties for anybody caught trying to bribe voters or to forge ballot papers. There's some rumours circulating. For example, I heard an extraordinary one yesterday of people saying that, well, actually the ballot papers had already been filled out using invisible ink. So whatever you did, you had to bring your own pen to ensure that you would be able to overwrite whatever skullduggery had been carried out. And that's been not true, I hasten to add. But there are lingering suspicions, certainly, in a country where electoral fraud was very much the norm in the past, or where registers, the identity cards of dead people were used to vote on a massive scale for approved candidates. And that's particularly, of course, in previous parliamentary elections. So there are suspicions, but there's quite a lot of effort being made to make sure that doesn't happen. And I think there is an expectation of clean elections. There's some foreign observers. Jimmy Carter, the former American president, is here. He pops up at elections all over the world to keep an eye on things. And I think that fraud isn't going to be the main problem, or violence too. Very little violence directly related to the elections on the streets, with one serious exception when a candidate, a Salafi, a fundamentalist Muslim candidate, was disqualified, and then there was rioting that got badly out of hand in Cairo about 3 weeks ago. But largely speaking, the stakes are so high for this democratic transition and these delicate circumstances that no candidate can really afford to be seen having their supporters use the methods of violence and intimidation that were associated with the past. So on that score too, I think the hope is certainly that things will pass off peacefully over 2 days, today and tomorrow, for this first round. And then again, most likely, unless there's an extraordinary first round victory, which not many people are expecting, there'll be this runoff in the middle of June, and a new president is to be announced on June the 21st.
Amar Moussa and Abu Fatour are considered the front runners. Would you go along with that?
Anecdotally, yes. If you do the Cairo taxi driver test, which is a crude but not bad way of sensing which way the electoral winds are blowing, I've certainly come across an awful lot of Amar Moussa supporters. He's, of course, the former foreign minister and the last secretary general of the Arab League. For a lot of people, he's too closely associated with the old Mubarak regime. But, of course, he was actually not working for it from 2001 when he left to run the Arab League. A lot of people say that he's the right man for the job because of his, particularly because of his international experience. He's quite a well-known figure internationally on the world stage, and the sense that the gravity of Egypt's problems, particularly the terrible state of the economy and the need to bring in foreign investment, is something that he would handle quite well. Abdelmonem Abu Fatour, who is the independent Islamist candidate, he's a very interesting man. He broke away from the Muslim Brotherhood, the main Islamist movement in Egypt, to run as an independent candidate. And he's been more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood. He's gathered around him really quite a broad coalition, quite a lot of liberals, actually, who accept that Islamist ideas are going to play a significant part in the life of this country. But also, strangely, the hardline Salafis, too, whose own candidate was disqualified and gathered into a sort of an Egyptian big tent. And that's an outcome which has some people quite worried. The Muslim Brotherhood has been around for a very, very long time. Abu Fatour represents a new phenomenon of something more flexible, more modern, more broad appeal. And I think that whoever wins this presidential election is going to have to get along with the army, because the army are going to remain, whatever their formal position, a powerful player in Egyptian politics. And I think that if those generals who are preparing to hand over power could choose, if they could choose between the Muslim Brotherhood and Abdel Fattah, they would definitely prefer the Muslim Brotherhood, with whom I guess they could reach some kind of modus vivendi on the grounds of their, you know, the old enemy they know, and they know each other. So yes, I think still Moussa and Abu Fatour, but the polls are unreliable, they're very volatile, and people say, I have been saying right till the very last moment, till the polls opened, the polling booths opened this morning, the race is still wide open.
Okay, Ian, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.